You're hosting Cocktails and Wellies this weekend. Tell me a little bit about the event and where and when it's going to be.
So this event is a fundraiser to help raise money for Springfield Community Gardens Network of Soon-to-Be 22 Gardens. It's at Lindbergh's Tavern on Historic Commercial Street from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell me a little bit about your organization and what you do.
We have community gardens all over the city, and they are all totally unique. So each community garden serves the needs of the individual neighborhood in a variety of ways, whether it's access to food or a place for socialization and camaraderie. They're all totally different.
I love the idea of a community garden, a place where people can come together, and you do see quite a few as you're driving through Springfield. What is participation like in the community gardens?
We have a very high level of participation, many volunteers. Our organization is served by volunteers, and it is also for volunteers. So the people that work in the gardens are the people that are taking the food. So there's a lot of activity all the time to keep it going.
Tell me more about this event tomorrow night and what people who go to the event will be able to sample as far as food and entertainment.
What you can expect when you come to the event is live music. We've got Brandon Moore and Clawhammer performing at the event with us. There's also going to be a demo with Rachel West of Once Upon a Weed. She'll be using foraged found items from her garden and making a cheesecake dish for us, showing us how to make that and make a dandelion caramel sauce to go over it. Where we're also working with local farmers so that all of the food we'll be serving at the event is sourced locally. Emily can tell us a little more about some of the farmers that we're working with on that.
Yeah, we will have food from our SCG Market Garden. It's our first market growing site. We will also have some mushrooms from Willow Mountain Mushrooms, and we are working with farms such as Urban Roots Farm and Terrell Creek and a few other local farmers to get that food on the menu that night.
We'll also have a silent auction with a lot of amazing local items that we're so grateful to our donors for helping us out with. Silver Dollar City tickets, Discovery Center, mixtapes, Mystery Hour. We've got a lot of really cool things.
How can people get tickets? How much are they and where can they get them?
Tickets are $50. You can visit our Facebook page, springfieldcommunitygardens.org. Also has ticket links to Brown Paper Ticks, or you can buy them the day of the event.
Do people wear wellies to the event?
Yeah, this will be a fun, mostly casual attire. You can dress up. You can wear your favorite summer dress, but the welly boots encourages people to keep it easygoing and have a good time.
How big of a fundraiser is this for you guys?
This is one of our larger fundraisers of the year. So we participate in Give Ozarks, and then we have another fundraiser at the beginning of the year, and this is our big summer push.
And when do people need to get their tickets by? Is there a deadline?
You can purchase tickets up until the day of the event. If you purchase them now, you'll be entered in a raffle to win a designer Michael Kors bag that was graciously donated to us from the review shop.
If somebody has any questions or needs to find out anything about this event, where can they find that at?
You can find any information on this event on our website, springfieldcommunitygardens.org, or our Facebook page, or if you want to email me at events@scg@gmail.com.
Thanks so much for coming by. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.